June 4th. Clues trickled in for the picture Sharp was painting of what Lee intended. It was a cool and pleasant summer day, ideal for Lowe's balloonists, who reported that west of Fredericksburg, two rebel camps had cleared out at Banks Ford. Several artillery batteries were moving. A line of dust could be seen from a column near Salem Church, also west of Fredericksburg, and 30 wagons were rolling north on Telegraph Road below the city. Sharp kept badgering McEntee for intelligence. The frustrated agent tried to set his boss straight on the problems he was having in the field. Pleasanton continued to be of no help. McEntee tried to slip agents past the Confederates' tight security line along the upper Rappahannock, but it wasn't easy, and the agents' horses were beginning to wear out. On top of that, he suspected that one of his spies, a prosperous Virginian named George Smith, who owned a home in Culpeper County, was a double agent working for the rebels. Sharp messaged back not to give Smith any sensitive information, but still to use him to gather intelligence. "Just keep trying," the spymaster ordered. McEntee did come up with one useful bit of information that day. He learned that Confederate Brigadier General William Grumble Jones's 1,600 cavalrymen from the Shenandoah Valley and two North Carolina cavalry regiments had joined Jeb Stuart, whose reinforced division of 9,500 horsemen roamed between Culpeper and Brandy Station just northeast, more evidence that some kind of heavy cavalry expedition was in the works. Sharp ordered McEntee to keep him posted on Stuart's movements. The spy chief turned his attention back to Fredericksburg, from which there was considerable movement of the enemy, he reported to Hooker. Rebel infantry camps were disappearing at some points. Where were the infantrymen going? Sharp didn't know. Butterfield speculated that Lee might be moving his entire army northwest from Fredericksburg to Culpeper Courthouse, but it was only speculation. Hooker, though, reacted quickly. He ordered John Sedgwick on his left flank to send a division from his 6th Corps across the Rappahannock downstream of Fredericksburg and probe for what the enemy was doing. The next day, June 5th, brought more conflicting intelligence for Sharp to untangle. A report arrived from a Connecticut man now living in the Shenandoah Valley, who said his brother in Oldie, Virginia, west of Washington, told him that the entire rebel army around Richmond was in motion. Some forces were arriving from North Carolina, and Lee would strike somewhere soon. One of the strangest reports Sharp ever had to evaluate came from a mulatto boy who claimed he had been one of General A.P. Hill's servants and had overheard his master talking about Lee's plan to invade Pennsylvania. But the youngster described an invasion route that seemed improbable to Sharp. Could the boy have been another disinformation agent?